tired. Many of my patients find deep breathing at bedtime very useful. Try it for 10 minutes or so to relax you. It's also important to find a regular time to go to bed. Don't go to bed early one day and late the next. Your body needs to know when it's time to sleep.
Many of my friends drink a glass of warm milk before they go to bed. Is that a good idea?
Yes, it is. It contains substances that help some people sleep.
Should you get up if you can't sleep?
Yes. If you can't sleep after 30 minutes, get up and do something until you feel sleepy. Maybe take a warm bath. That also helps. But don't do anything that starts your mind working, like reading, for example. That will make it more difficult to sleep. One final thing. Research suggests it's better to sleep on your back. It helps you relax and breathe more deeply. It's not good to lie on your stomach or your side.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Lin. I think I'm starting to feel sleepy already.
3. Listen and understand.
Thank you for being on our show, Dr. Lin. Now, I know many of us have trouble sleeping. Is this a very big problem?
Yes, it is. Research suggests that while the amount of sleep people need varies, some manage with only 6 hours, and others need 9, though 7 to 8 is around average. Many people get an hour less than they need every night.
That's interesting. So, what do you suggest for people who have trouble sleeping?
Well, the first thing to remember is to be careful about what you eat and drink before you go to bed. Most people know that you should avoid drinking coffee, but it's also best to avoid soda drinks because they also contain caffeine.
I see. Things like cola, you mean?
Exactly. You should listen to relaxing music. So you should turn on your radio and try to find some nice music.
Is it a good idea to take naps during the day?
Not really. It's best to avoid napping if you can. It will make it harder to sleep at night because you won't be